My name's Don Brown, 468-895. I'm calling from Ohio. This is about Supermax prisons. I was in a Supermax prison from 2009 to 2014, and I'd like to talk about the effects it has on people's minds. Now, there's a difference between being placed in Supermax for years and segregation. Segregation is short-term, or Supermax could be indefinite. But after being in the Supermax for any prolonged period of time, for years on end, when you're released, a person is paranoid. They get overly paranoid being around people. And I know this firsthand. And not only this, is when you are in the Supermax, you have nothing but time on your hands. And that much time on your hands, it creates animosity towards your captors, you know, and there is no way that a person could get any help while they're in there. They don't have any classes. They have nothing, just time. That's it. And during this time, people learn how to make weapons. They also learn a lot about themselves. They learn how much human touch means. When you're unable to touch anybody, a person never realizes how good it is just to be able to shake your buddy's hand. I understand that people do bad things. People need to be punished. But this is cruel and unusual punishment. If there's anything that anyone could do, you know, to actually teach or educate people while they're in the Supermax, then so be it. But I'm not saying you, the system treats these people like garbage, like they are absolute animals. And therefore, there could be no rehabilitation because there's nothing going on there. So that's just what I got to say about the Supermax, and I'll talk to you soon.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.